There are seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast.
Regrettably, yes.
None of us are even introduced yet, so I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And, of course, my brother, the newsman, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
Yep. Most regrettable.
I suppose we should go ahead and start this thing. Here we are with the Regrettable Podcast. How's everybody doing tonight? Woo! Beautiful.
Hell yeah.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, hell yeah. That's right.
I like it. Yes, sir.
Well, we do a podcast here. This has been a long time coming. We've been wanting to do this on the boat for what, about a couple months now?
Yes.
We've done one live show so far. Live is a bit of a weird, that's a bit of a stretch. We did it in front of like five people. And it seemed to work, so we thought, why not bring 30? I don't know. But we are here. It's the Regrettable Podcast. I don't know how many of you actually know this podcast.
If you've listened to one or 32 episodes, raise your hand.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right,
okay.
So we got some newbies
nice,
to
nice.
It.
I like the newbies.
I do like that. So yeah, Jay's liable to get really crazy, like the last one. We just actually released our live episode, and we've been super excited to do this. It was a long time coming, and obviously our preparation was we pulled it off as much as we possibly could.
It all started with the dream of one little boy.
That's right.
Here, okay?
That's right. No, we were on Broken Bow Lake, not on it. We were on the shore of it, and we watched this particular boat roll by. And I was looking at it. The sun was setting. I was super effed up on meth. Wait, no, I wasn't. And I was like, there you go. It is Oklahoma. I'm from Arkansas, though. I actually have teeth. But we decided to do it. We just saw a vision. We were looking out at the boat going, and we were like, oh, man, we got to do something on that boat. And here we are. So you guys are here for the first one. If it goes off without a hitch, which I think Ray's happy because he made money.
Yeah. Right?
So
the first time I ever saw this boat, somebody was puking off the back of it.
That's
and I was
right.
Like, that looks like a damn good time, right?
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. Like
and honestly, if I can just say, I'm only doing this because I wanted to figure out a way to ride this thing for free.
All right. Right.
I thought about pretending to drown and maybe having this boat save me, and then I could just pop up and be like, I'm just here for the party. But
that's
could
right.
you imagine paying $30 to be on this thing?
I don't know what you chumps are doing. No, but this is definitely like an experiment, if you will. So I hope you guys are going to have a good time. Is everybody feeling good right now?
Drink some more beer.
There is a 6-drink minimum for this show.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right. That's right.
Hell yeah.
We were told after everybody brought drinks, like, yeah, y'all can bring drinks on board.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, this is a podcast where we kind of just talk about whatever. So we have some prep. We have a lot of not prep. I know at one point we're going to be opening up the mic to see if anybody wants to ask us any questions, like, why are you so sweaty? That's really good. I take supplements. I know they don't show it, but I'm hoping to get there one day. Are you supposed to take supplements and then work out? Or I thought you just take it and then sit on the couch and you get buff. I don't know. I thought that was the way it worked out. But we're on the Ouachita Podcast Network. Our own Jay Lindley right here, he interviewed Ray, who's the owner of this this particular vessel here. It is a vessel, right?
Yeah.
We're like on the high
ship,
seas.
I think,
yeah.
Totally.
So going to be a lot of Jaws references tonight. I hope you guys watched it. That was a prerequisite, by the way. You had to have watched Jaws last night. If you're not going to get the show if you didn't. but we... this is definitely an odd one. It's not exactly like we're sitting here with a comedy stand-up special ready to just, you know, go. Our podcast is always improvised, always. Well, Patrick likes to do a little prep. I never do, which is explaining why it's so bad right now.
I have a lot to say about Afghanistan. We'll get
all
to
right,
that
great,
part.
Great, great, yeah. Really. We always have a boring hour, so we'll do that. No, we do have a lot of stuff to talk about. We usually just open up the show and see kind of, you know, what we can spit right off the bat. I'm hoping this levels on this sound good. I will come home. I will edit it. I will upload it. And then, what are we about to get smashed into?
Yo, oh, no, okay. What's up?
How many great...
They are wakeboarding, though. Literally. That's awesome.
There are some really great boat fail videos out there.
Is the lake police out tonight? Because I just got to say, the lake police on this lake are the biggest assholes you will ever meet. My wife has got one ticket in her entire life, and it was for swimming 50 feet from the shore of Broken Bow Lake here.
What?
Yeah, it was like 20 of us, and he literally wrote each one of us a ticket. We swam out to the island that we passed earlier, and they said something about, like, you might get hit by a boat or you might drown, and it'd be a big inconvenience for everybody. So they gave us tickets. Okay. Literally rode out there. Yeah, and I've also seen him yell at people going down, flying 50, 60 miles an hour. Johnny, probably you one time, going 70 miles per hour on your speedboat, yelling at them to slow down. Those guys are absolutely insane.
Hopefully we'll find one.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Now, are we getting attacked by a megalodon right now or something? What's going on here? It's like turbulence. Just the Kraken. Okay. Yeah, no, that guy, he'll be like, people will be rolling by, you know, in a jet boat, and they'll be like, slow down!
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure they can hear you. But we love this lake, man. How many people come to this lake, like, fairly regularly?
Hell yeah.
Yeah? Like, a lot? Yeah, mostly y'all.
How many of you have never been?
Yeah, how many of you have never
this
been?
This is the first time you've ever been to Broken Bow Lake.
You guys are, like, from around here. Yeah, I guess, like, locals, they're always like, nah, we don't come here.
I'll go there later.
We'll go to DeQueen Lake. That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Do you swim in it? Yeah, okay. All right.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
DeQueen Lake is great in between the E. coli and meningitis outbreaks.
Yeah, exactly. My goodness. Yeah, we've had a lot of good times on this lake.
I was going to say hepatitis C, but I have it already, so I'm not worried about it.
So you're immune.
Who do you think I got?
She does now.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I remember one time we were on this lake. We were actually very drunk in the lake on floaties at night, and we saw something coming at us, man. It was crazy. We were all, like, splashing around.
Kind of like right now?
Kind of like right now. We saw something coming at us. It looked like a head, and it was coming from the lake, you know, towards the shoreline. It's totally dark, right? So all of a sudden, Patrick's like, you know, he's like, oh my God, what is that? I can't see anything. I don't believe him, right? All of a sudden, him and his friend both get out of their tubes, and they're running up. I'm the farthest off. I'm like, you know, okay, so I just follow suit. We get up onto the lake. Patrick gets a rock ready. We get a light on it, and it's coming, and it's a balloon. Coming right at us.
A pink balloon. Which, I mean, if you have never seen a balloon in the water at night, it's kind of a creepy looking thing.
It looks weird.
You know, we had just watched It. Right. It was real weird, real creepy. You've never seen three grown men run away from a balloon before.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, anybody here from Texas? All right, y'all are freaking crazy. I don't know what's wrong with you guys, okay? But we have a serious problem on this lake right now with people from Texas catching alligators and letting them loose on this water.
That's right.
So, yeah, you never. Yeah, seriously, somebody's gonna get killed by a Texas gator out here one of these days.
Back home. Well, the best thing about Texans coming down here is they buy, like, propane grills at Walmart and then just leave them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand how much money.
Yeah, I'll get another one next time I come.
Yeah. They're just disposable to y'all. We've, like, oh, man, I've got three in my backyard right now. I'm waiting to see what else is coming.
Yeah, I remember, though, before Texas heard of Oklahoma, you could buy a fried bologna sandwich for $5. Now it's $22 in Ochatown.
Hence, y'all just paid $30 to get disappointed. So, what are you going to do?
I think Tyler said he'd give you your money back, though.
Totally.
They say it's turned into Little Branson. I think it's more like Little Austin, to be honest with you.
Don't say that.
I think that's more apt. But, I mean, is there stuff to do in Austin? There's a thing or two, right? There's
at least one or two things.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's at least something. I don't understand why Branson is like the middle of the universe. I'll talk to some guy who's from Chechnya. He's like, oh, yeah, Branson. I've been to Branson. Why? There's nothing there.
Yeah, Yakov Smirnoff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you get to catch a show of Yakov Smirnoff and Gallagher.
How about that? He died. All right.
Gallagher?
Yeah.
No way.
Don't.
Somebody fact check. Who's got the fact checking?
I'll Google it.
Yeah. All right. So smash a watermelon on a boat. That'll get a more laugh. Big laugh. Speaking of water, though, I mean, there is something big that I know we've been wanting to talk about. Have you guys read about this Nirvana guy? Have you guys heard about this guy who was on the cover, the famous cover of the Nirvana
album? Everybody's seen this one. Never mind. Yeah.
Never mind. Yeah. The Naked Baby?
Yeah. Chasing the Dollar Bill.
Yeah. So that's enough out of you, Brandon. That's the thing. Any would-be insurrections are going to get smashed out. I gave you a chance. That's enough out of you.
Yeah. We have a no ISIS policy, all right, Brandon? Yeah.
Look at that beard.
Yeah, Hezbollah. Allahu Akbar.
And I'm serious. I know of at least six fatwas against us.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. But yeah, this guy on the Nirvana album cover, he's suing Nirvana, right?
Yeah.
The band.
He's suing everyone from the surviving band members to the dead ones to the record label.
To Interpol and everything.
Yeah, right.
So yeah, there's...
Because they showed his pee-pee?
Yeah, well, he says child exploitation, and I'm sorry. If that's child exploitation, then every picture of a naked baby that you've ever seen is child pornography. All right?
Well,
And this guy, I'm sorry.
Technically, nowadays.
This guy has benefited so much from that album cover. He literally has the most iconic wiener besides Oscar Mayer himself. All right?
Beanie Weenie style.
Yeah, I don't know. Willem Dafoe has a big one. Yeah. From what I heard, I don't know that by a natural history of science
or whatever.
Right, you know? I met him once. He laid it out on the table. It was shocking. No, but I don't understand why he's. I don't understand why he's suing because I mean he got like what he got a little he at least got some Gerbers out of the deal, right? He got a couple cans of Gerber.
Yeah, well, and he's got the best pickup line ever, okay? He can literally go to any woman and be like, I bet $5 you've seen my ding dong already.
That's true. Good point.
That's
good
right. Point. Well, he's suing them not only for child pornography, but also
his emotional damages
and also his likeness was used without his permission. I believe the age of consent is 14 or something, or 15. Yeah, what is it?
Like, not 14 months?
Not 14 months. He's a baby. He can't consent. to that, so that, you know, I just don't understand. And he's posted a picture of that every year of him, like, as he grows older. And of course, by this point, he's wearing swim trunks because nobody wants to see that. He's got
the album cover tattooed on his chest.
Ah,
he's
see?
That. Yeah, he's
what?
He's floated with that thing for so long now, but. I mean, I don't know. This guy was totally fine with it until like 2 days ago.
Right.
And it turns out he like missed a shift at Chipotle's and now he's facing homelessness. So,
Chipotle's?
Yeah.
Did he go to Walmart after that?
One of them, okay? All right. There's more than one. Thank you, Tyler. But to me, it's just a perfect example how like every doofus or liar in this country wants to get money for something. You know, there's this idea in the country right now that, it used to be like you used to either have to work hard or have some natural talent or just dumb luck to be able to make some money. Now every asshole wants to get rich, and this guy's a perfect example of it.
He had his dumb luck. He got a picture of himself on the cover. That was his dumb luck. That was his lucky break. Nobody else is going to get that.
Well, one of you have said it best in the past. 100 years ago, we'd all been peasants anyway.
Right.
We wouldn't have been important.
Right. I'm certainly not going to be a king, 100 years ago. I'll be a peasant.
Yeah, I mean, and no doubt, like, maybe if the band just wants to get this over with, they can give them a little something, because no doubt that Nevermind made so much money, you could literally fill the Grand Canyon with caviar.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was that of much of a success. But, again,
I don't know why
this guy,
either.
He doesn't deserve anything.
I believe they're overrated. I'm just saying that right now.
Oh!
Yeah, anybody else
fight
think Nirvana
words,
is overrated, or am I the only one?
One.
Okay, we got one.
one on the boat.
Yeah, the rest of y'all.
One on the boat with you.
Spent too much time wearing flannels and garage bands.
Hey,
that's what's
I was
up.
There.
Were you?
Yeah, seventh grade.
Did you like it? Are they overrated to you?
No, I love
you
Nirvana.
Love
they're one of my favorite bands.
All right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I don't know. I just think we're going to be reading probably more about this guy. Now that he's in the spotlight, things are going to come to knowledge about things he's done in the past. Like, that's the thing. You try and do something like this to put your name out there and get a little bit more money. Now you're a target for everybody to disprove or tell terrible things about you. So I'm excited
Ross
to see.
Bob Ross being the next one.
Oh, my
Everybody
goodness.
Know Bob Ross,
How
right?
Yeah,
Bob
Ross.
The happy little trees guy. Well, supposedly he's an evil man if you ask Netflix now in their new documentary. A very greedy and betrayal-filled individual.
Well, let's dig him up and yell at him.
Yeah.
He's canceled. So, no more happy trees.
That's right. So Bob Ross is supposedly... Uh-oh. We lost power.
Lost power.
I didn't do it.
That's the best thing that's happened all night.
Where'd it go?
Yeah? That's a star, Johnny.
I can't. It was Bob Ross' ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, see?
I was defending
him. But we were
him.
Defending him. He's like, that tells you he's even worse of a person. Hey, there we go. Jay Lindley to the rescue. Any idea what happened there?
Sorry.
Who knows?
Maybe it was not. Yeah, it unplugged.
Could you imagine if this boat died and we were stuck on the lake and had to eat each other? That'd be fun.
I nominate you first.
Yeah. Hey, I'll give the most. That's fine. That's
I would
fine.
Risk the ticket.
Would
and
you
swim to the shore?
If you can't do that, you'll get a ticket.
That's right. That's right. Exactly. Take that. Either ticket or cannibalism. Choose yes. your poison. Yeah. Man, I love being on a boat. I just love Jaws. It's like my favorite movie of all time. I'm distorted. It's like my favorite movie of all time. Oh, and here we go. There we go. That's a little bit better. Do you guys like Jaws? Who was the last time you watched Jaws? Has it been a while? Last week.
Last week.
All right. So you prepared.
Shark Week.
Yeah, yeah. Who was hosting Shark Week recently? It was like Michio Kaku or something.
Yeah, I thought it was Oprah.
Like, Oprah hosting Shark Week. But yeah, that's the Nirvana thing. Oh, speaking of more water, that's what we wanted to transition into. How about the Olympics? Are you guys big Olympics fans?
No.
Yes, I see
couple,
Greg back
nah,
there.
Yeah. Them, no.
Yeah, Greg likes the Olympics.
Who cares,
the Olympics.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, we need to talk about that. Patrick's back.
Yeah, yeah. So Patrick's back. Patrick hates the Olympics, or he hates this year's Olympics, right?
Well, I love the idea of the Olympics, but this year it's all about like not standing for your flag, okay? And about being an asshole there, and it's all about...
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, you throw a hammer. I don't even know what that means, what the hammer throw is. It's like the stupidest sport.
It's not even
Olympics.
A hammer.
Yeah, it's not even it's like a ball or something.
Yeah.
All right, you get third place in the trials, you can at least stand. All right, for the national anthem, is all I'm going to say.
Okay, yeah. John Boehner.
I know you
keep
don't
crying.
Agree with that, Al-Qaeda, but...
He didn't stand for that. I don't care. I want to see them perform. I want to see them do good.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Well, it used to be about the actual sport. Now it's about, like, the wokeness and cultural appropriation.
Right.
I'm sorry if we got
right.
a lot of super woke people here, but I'm
yeah.
not. And...
This is mini California. Y'all are all super liberal woke people, right?
What?
Yeah. All right. All right. I'm with it. I hear it. I'm friends with half of y'all on Facebook, and I don't see it. I don't know.
Here's an article from... I can just read an article, or like here's the headline from like 2 weeks ago, okay? And I have like no light, so bear with me for
I
a
got
second.
Oh, goodness.
Olympic surfing exposes whitewashed Native American roots. Or Native Hawaiian roots.
Oh, there you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's the first first sentence of the story. Surfing's debut is both a celebration of a cultural touchstone invented by the ancestors of Native Hawaiians and an extension of the racial indignities seared into the history of the game and their homeland. I thought it was just a dude standing on a board surfing around, some guy
yeah.
named Kai. Or
yeah,
Skyler,
yeah, yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
Skyler!
They're saying it's cultural appropriation. Haven't they ever watched Point Break?
Yeah.
If I could spit it out, stumbling asshole.
The next time I see a Hawaiian put ice in his drink, I'm going to let him know that's cultural appropriation,
yeah,
okay?
Right.
My people invented that.
That's
right.
The only ice you have over there is meth. That's right. So, yeah, no, it's I don't understand that. Cultural appropriation. Isn't that nice? I thought that was supposed to be something like, you know, yeah, we're paying homage. We put your sport in the Olympics. Wouldn't you love that? No, only Hawaiian people, not white people. Okay, well, we got the stoners, all right? We got the beach, the sun-bleached hair, you know, and everything. I don't get it. Patrick Swayze, you know? But that's all I have to say. That's the one word that trumps the whole argument.
The next thing you're going to tell me, I can't get my hair braided next time I'm in Jamaica?
Yeah, it could be.
You could try, okay?
Yeah. Haven't you seen his profile picture? Yeah, I don't understand that at all. I do not understand it. What do you think about that?
I'm Choctaw, so.
Oh, so you can't.
I'm Native American.
You were Irish yesterday.
Yeah.
A Scottish, thank you very much.
Yeah.
How are you?
Exactly.
Yeah. 957.
That's right. And I have a hard time with it. I mean, surely all around the world at one point, if you lived on the shore of the beach, you hopped on a plank and stood up on it,
yeah,
avoided a shark.
Right.
I thought that was the whole point.
And I hate to steal one of Bill Maher's jokes, but he's like, it don't matter if you're black, white, purple, or yellow, okay? You all taste the same to a shark.
That's right.
That's true.
That's right. Well, I just, this, I mean, we've talked a lot about it on this show, cancel culture and everything like that. I mean, we're fairly progressive people, but,
yeah,
just
when I see Chinese people dancing terribly, I'm not like, hey, your culture appropriating white people, okay? That's
yeah,
our thing, all
right? Yeah, there's definitely some white things that, it's unavoidable sometimes to look like a hack, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't know how to culturally appropriate that.
I don't know. There used to be something like getting people together. We shouldn't, like, put walls between all of ourselves, right? It's kind of cool when each culture can steal a little something from the other.
Right. And that's why the thing doesn't make any sense, because in one breath it'll all be about, you know, oh, we got to come together and, you know, as a this and that, and cultures need to mix and blend. But don't you do something that my culture invented. Don't you dare. It doesn't make any sense to me, especially surfing. Who cares? That's all I got to say. Who cares about it? You know, I mean, just it's cool enough that it's an Olympic sport, you know? I mean, first of all, it was all about bank robberies, and now it's about winning a gold medal. I don't know. It's definitely weird. What else going on with the Olympics, though? You had some other things, too. Like, there was some anti-sex beds, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What?
That's just marriage, right?
What?
That's just sleeping in the same bed as your wife.
Okay? Don't. Right?
So what were those about?
Yeah, it was like,
they got spikes in them or something.
No, they found the foundation of it was made of cardboard. So if anyone bounced around too hard on an Olympic bed, it would just break in half.
Has anybody heard of sex in the shower? I don't understand. Mm. Like, yeah, it's like the bed is the only place that you could do it. And if it breaks down, you might as well just keep going. I don't understand this.
What's
the point? Is it supposed to be like, you know, you're going to get elevated testosterone or something? But, you know. I believe there was a boxer or something who said that, right? He tested positive for like heightened testosterone levels. He was like, oh, I had sex with my wife last night. Yeah, I don't think it works like that, buddy. Yeah, I don't know. The Olympics is definitely a weird one this year, mixed in with all of the, because it's like, you know.
It shouldn't even happen this year.
I agree with that. But the thing is that it happens every four, right?
Right.
It's every 4 years. So that's enough amount of time. Like, that's almost like, you know.
Well, technically every two. You got the winter and the summer. So yeah.
Oh, that's true. Well, I was just trying to think of it like, you know, let's say over the weekend or something, last weekend, you went camping and you were away from the outside world. And then you came back on Sunday or went to work on Monday and then learned that, like, you know, Kabul fell. Like, you know, Afghanistan fell. It'd be news to you, right? Yeah, a lot of people say that. It's just not right.
They say things weird. But the
whole thing is like, it comes out back after 4 years and they step into cancel culture.
Right.
You know, like, oh my gosh, I can't actually do this. I can't throw a hammer without somebody just saying, you know, whatever they're saying about. Why'd you bring up hammer throwing anyway?
This is stupid. That's why.
I think it is stupid. But, like, the thing is.
It sounds like a tantrum to me, not an Olympic sport, okay? I've thrown a hammer before. That doesn't make me an Olympic athlete.
Yeah, I know it. And the most disappointing fact is they don't actually throw hammers. They throw, like, balls. It's almost like a shot put or something. I was imagining you guys play Mario. Remember the guy who threw hammers at you? They should have an Italian guy running around, and you try and bang him in the head with a hammer. That's a real Olympic sport right there.
That would be a hate crime nowadays.
Yeah, I guess so.
Culture appropriation, bro.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, like, one of the first things they did was the head of the Tokyo Olympic Committee stepped down because it came out in 1994. He gave an interview with, like, CNN or something and said that he was a little bit of a bully when he was in school, in elementary school. But he learned to be better. And that some woke millennials caught wind of that and said he's got to step down. And he did.
Oh, man.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know what woke means, by the way, anyway. Like, woke in the 80s meant you had too much coke, I think. You couldn't get to sleep.
Anybody woke nowadays. Enough to be able to tell us what woke means?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm like, I work a job that I have to get up super early for. I'm like the farthest thing from woke. And that's the thing. That's why we named the podcast what we did. Oh, no. We're back. Okay. All right. Well, I named the podcast Regrettable because, well, there's a couple reasons. We were asked to do it, voluntold.
I like that.
You know, we got to, you know,
we do not have the qualifications for it.
Certainly.
Correct.
No, and we don't get paid for it either. No. Well, I get like a $12 a month stipend, you know.
True. Sad but true.
Yeah, and Metallica. They told me to do it, so we're regrettably doing a podcast. And then it came to the point where we just started talking about, you know, like stuff that we maybe shouldn't talk about.
Oh, yeah.
And it becomes regrettable after that. Like, we do not listen back to the episodes.
Oh, I can't.
Straight up. Like, I have to edit them. I edit them blindly and then release them and then move on to the next one. And, you know, we've talked a lot about cancel culture. I end up cutting out a lot of jokes. Because am I again?
Because you'd be canceled.
Yeah, I'll be canceled for it. But the thing is I wish I was cancel worthy. Because the thing, cancelable. If I say something offensive, they're like, he doesn't mean anything anyway. Look at me, I'm doing a thing on boat. I'm like a low rate cruise magician. I don't understand. You know, like, you know those carnival cruise like comedians that they fly in and. put him on the boat. They pay him in the buffet.
That's cool as heck.
I don't actually. You do that?
If I could, you know, tell jokes.
What
and
a
stuff.
Sad life. I think that would be a really sad life. That's the thing.
Wait
about
a minute.
Cruising. What?
Don't.
No. What? You got some cruise talk to do, by the way. Jay Lindley That's goes true. On a cruise, comes back, doesn't say a word about
hey,
it.
Hey, I tried. I tried, but, things came up.
That's right.
You know, other stuff.
I think it's apt right now. I mean, you guys, I've never been on a cruise. I really want to go, though, because there's lots of, I got two guys right behind me or right next to me here who go on cruises. How many people have you been on, a carnival cruise?
Like a real cruise.
Like a long, nice, week-long cruise? Yeah, not that many.
Okay.
So don't,
A few.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. What are you like?
The Richies on the boat.
Black
apparently.
Diamond level.
Yeah.
I don't like how the whole thing. Yeah, you guys are on a cruise right now, in fact, right? Yeah, now it does. But this is the low rate one again. We go. you don't get black diamond level by coming on this thing. Like on there, they have all kinds of different class. I don't like the class systems. They'll treat
this
you
is like
crap.
Red level. You might get cancer from being here.
That's right. So what are the levels like? Do you start out in bronze?
It's like. I think it's blue.
Blue.
Yeah.
Blue.
It's blue
then
and
red.
Then upgrade to red. And my wife and I are so excited. We're about to be gold members. Yeah. Like the most exclusive thing I've ever been a part of.
How many do you need to go on before you're gold? Or can you just pay?
Five?
Is it pay to win? Can you
five.
Just like,
I've been
I'm going to be diamond?
And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
I think it's five for gold.
You got to go on five cruises? What are you, Jay Lindley? Let me ask you.
We've been gold for a little bit.
Okay. We've been gold for a little bit. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
So, humble brag. Humble brag. You know, no big deal.
Since last cruise. No, I'm kidding.
Oh man, I don't know the way that they describe the buffet. I mean, we're lacking right now. We should have a buffet on this.
Oh
boat,
right,
in my opinion.
That whole surfboard buffet style. Okay,
yeah. With the way he was driving. With the way he was driving a little bit, it'd all be That's casserole. It all be on the floor. Yeah, don't do that again, sir. No.
He's like, oh, I got you.
Yeah. Watch this. Was that rudder action? Is that why we were doing that? It was a little weird. Yeah.
You talking shit about the captain?
A little bit.
No. Yeah, how do you do that? Exactly.
I think the toilet doubles as a brig. So just.
Yeah, that's right. I guess I'm the insurrection this time. Lock me in it. That's fine.
No, on a cruise, though, if the captain walks through the deck, there's like an entourage of people that hang with him. He's like the most popular person on the cruise.
Oh, he's got
cruise.
A posse?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Like he's about to release the hottest rap album of 2021. He's got his whole crew right there.
Yeah.
Now,
exactly.
All of y'all got the captain's back, right? If I start trashing him too much,
exactly.
You'll throw me overboard. All right, gotcha.
They
shut up.
They know he's going to get them back.
That's right.
To the shore.
Well, I do have an update.
Oh.
It's a little bit more like Patrick's now that we're kind of done with whatever the hell we were just talking about. There's a classic character on the Regrettable podcast. We've talked about him a few times. It was an Easy Mart employee. All right. It was an Easy Mart employee. Now, to give you a little bit of a rundown, you can actually go to our Facebook page. I made a whole animation, cartoon about this particular individual. It wasn't bad, right? It's not bad.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I see you.
The you two can talk when you're saying those things.
You did a good job on that, Buster
right?
Brown.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, champ. Thank you. Well, just to give you the slightest bit of backstory, we run into this guy quite a bit over at our local Easy Mart. You know, I got to purchase cigarettes. It's just something I got to do. I hate doing it. Laura actually asked, why do they get... Well, I hate going in there. She asks us, by the way, our title sponsor, Laura Lindley, attorney at law. She's sitting right here. If you guys want to give a hand for her. Thank you.
She handled my divorce. It was excellent.
Awesome. There you go. I said on the last podcast, and I'll say it again.
Actually, when we kept running into so many liability issues and asking her for help, that she was just like, I'll just sponsor your podcast and be on retainer.
Exactly.
So.
If she had represented Charles Manson, he would be on the streets today. No, but it's Laura Lindley, attorney at law in historic downtown DeQueen. It's a bilingual office. That's how you say it, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Bilingual.
Like
that.
So thank you so much, Laura.
I hear
we
trilingual,
love you.
Also a little Swahili is what.
Oh, yeah. Just for now, though, right? It's Babel. They're going to learn it from Babel. Yeah. All right.
Babylorian.
Yeah, I'm on my second try, Rosetta Stone Spanish. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
What was that, Babel?
No, the Babylonian.
Yeah, which app was it? Though?
Oh, that's Game of Thrones.
On Duolingo, you can
learn
now learn Hyvalorian.
What nerd programmed that?
Absolutely.
Is that all alongside?
Which, tell them what is it? What is it? What
That's
is
from Game of Thrones?
It's the Game of Thrones language.
It's right next to Klingon.
Yeah.
It's right next
Klingon
to whatever
for dummies.
Whatever the hell they speak in Dune. I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what
People
that is.
People talk that though. It's
yeah,
crazy.
I guess so. Well,
why?
You know
why?
Because they're not getting. When you have a lifetime of not getting laid, you have a lot of time to get.
You
stuff
got a clear
done.
Head
yeah.
too.
Which is why
you got a clear head.
Which is why my head is so clear right now. I'm like, who am I like? I don't know. See, okay. There you go. Oh, that's right. That's right. He says it's like, you know, the garbage piles up and then you stop and then it clears all out and he's sitting there reading a book and then he gets a hand job and then, oh, no, it's back to being
too late.
Idiot. Dang.
TMI.
That's what we do here on the Regrettable Podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to jerk off as I later listen to this on my headphones.
Negative.
I'm going to listen for your voice specifically. Yeah. But what happened? So, okay, back to the dude, though. He's... What's that?
I was asking...
I can't. I'm exclusive.
Oh, got you.
Yeah.
There, ask for legal advice.
There's a conflict
advice.
Of interest, bro.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we go there to buy various things and whatnot and that and the whole thing. And then we go to Easy Mart, and this guy's barefoot. He works there. He's completely barefoot behind the counter, and he had greasy, horrible feet, and they had, looked like they had iodine all over them. And it was just nasty. That's just nasty.
Hey, my grandpa called that monkey's blood.
What's that?
Monkey's blood. My grandfather called that monkey's blood.
Monkey's blood. It looked like he just had his feet operated on.
I saw his feet, and Frodo would have been like, that's some nasty feet right there.
That's right. So we put him on blast, and then a few weeks ago, Patrick phones me up. He's like, hey, do you want to go to Easy Mart? That guy, he smells awful.
I'm sorry. Who here has smelled something awful and then you just go back and smell it again because it's that bad?
Say, hey,
you can't
smell
truly
this.
Appreciate it
here.
Until you smell
this.
It again. All right.
Patrick,
and so we did a little odor tourism, I guess.
Yeah. Patrick said he hadn't been to the zoo in a while, so we might as well go check that out. Mm. So we go up there, and I'm telling you, I'm like, oh, man. Up, I'll go up there and take a big whiff of this fat boy and see what's.
Hold your breath as you go through the store and do your shopping, and then take that first breath of Mr. Stinky Feet.
It smelled like fermented bodily fluids.
Ooh,
know the one I'm talking about.
Damn.
You know the one I'm talking about. It was absolutely horrible. First of all, his shirt is stained in various different just shame. I don't know what kind of fluids were all over it, but he was really feeling bad after them. Like, I don't know if it was like dripping.
I think they experienced him at the Easy Mart in Hochatown. Actually.
Oh, did you? Yeah. No, actually. The episode that we just released was with a guy from Broken Bow, and he thought we were talking about this guy the whole time. No, this is DeQueen. I don't know. Maybe he's got a really hard work ethic, and he just works between both all the time. I don't know. But not anymore, because we have an update, and we called him the Monk of Dew Mountain. That's the Monk of Dew Mountain. And because it looks like he goes on 4chan and abuses women, all that stuff. Roll by that. And we get a word from the manager that he had quit the other night.
Yeah, I asked him. I was like, I haven't seen this fellow in a long
time.
I haven't seen his bare feet in a while. What's going on? It's been smelling really clean inside the store. What the hell is going on here? And sure enough, turns out he no longer works there. And I guess what had happened, just to steal, sorry.
Yeah,
to
no,
steal
please.
This
I'm
from
I'll
here.
Steal
but,
the
here's the softball. Yeah, he I guess had a little incident, and he texted one of his coworkers as relief and said, hey, I really need you to come up here. And the relief said, no, I'm sorry, it's my shift's not started. I'll see you later. And he said, okay, well, I'm just leaving right now. And he left two things. First, he left a note that said, I shit myself and it burned my leg and nobody came to relieve me, so I'm going home. And then he also left a pile of poop behind as well. Yes.
Oh, damn.
I mean, all right. Maybe, you know, look, it can happen. You can poop yourself. I've not done it. I'm just the first to admit is I've not done it. But
we
it,
do there not will judge come
a,
here.
Yeah, there will come a point in my life where it happens. All right, and I know there's. I'm looking at a lot of people here that I know it's happened to already. And if it hasn't, it's going to. So don't judge this guy too badly. All right, but the fact that it burned his leg. Okay.
Yeah.
That is where I got interested.
He shat out an alien. Yeah. Yeah. Just rolled down his leg.
This guy did look like he literally lit breakfast, lunch, dinner, flaming hot Cheetos. Oh, yeah. Is what he ate.
Oh, yes. That's right.
And,
yeah, and he would wash it down with Code Red. Yeah. I don't know what I'm saying. This guy was absolutely putrid. If I had one word, it would be putrid to use on this fellow. I'm sad to see him go. It's like you lose somebody that you kind of don't like. You know, like a crazy uncle who's just been nightmares at Thanksgivings, but then he finally dies. You go to his funeral, and you're like, man, well, he was all right, I guess.
I'm who's going to touch me now?
Yeah. You got it. Yeah. Oh, nice. Bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Do we lose? We lost
Yeah, we lost power again. We lost power. Good thing we have our engineer here, Jay Lindley.
Yes, that's yeah. The only reason.
Went too far. Yeah, the speaker was so disgusted, it just gave out on us. All right. Thank you, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jay.
Hey, funny story, though, about that, the Easy Mart guy. I'm sitting at Craps Table. They wanted to
about
hear...
Uncle Touchy?
Yes. Yeah. They wanted to hear a Carnival cruise story. I was at the cruise. I'm rolling craps. Been rolling with this guy for hours at this point. Sorry, honey. But she wanted to do trivia. But anyway, so I'm rolling with this guy. And we're talking, blah, 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 yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you got to check out the Regrettable Podcast. This is a great podcast I'm on, and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, he notices the shirt. I had a Arkansas Razorbacks type shirt on that had a hog on it. He's like, so you from Arkansas? I was like, well, I work in DeQueen. He goes, no way. I work in Texarkana. I was like, sweet. What, you know, that we're on a boat together. That's crazy. What do you do? He's like, I'm the Easy Mart area manager. And yes, DeQueen was his area, too.
Oh, no.
I was like, well, remember when I told you about listening to that podcast that I do? Don't listen to that podcast, bro. Straight up.
They don't fire people at Easy Mart, all right? As long as, like, I mean, as long as you don't, like, steal from the cash register, I literally think that's their application. Do you steal from the cash register?
Yeah.
Nope, you got a job here, okay?
I talked to the manager. He's like, well, I have to pick him up and drop him off every shift. We get a tax write-off for him. Yeah. All right, well, I mean, I guess that's worth it.
Oh,
yeah,
damn.
I don't know. This guy was awful, I'm afraid. And then he had like, a doppelganger who worked there, too. It's like he hired two neckbeards on the same. It was like neckbeards wanted, and yeah, all right, you know, and both of them. One dude, unfortunately, we called him Titties because he
titties.
Had
oh, that's a nicest pair. Yeah,
titties. Nice pair of jugga jugs. I'm telling you, they were. You know, I got hot every time I went in there. No, but his hair, you could wring his hair out, and he'd fry, potatoes in it. But he was awful, and. Easy Mart, man. It's been a staple of this podcast, and now it's like semi-normal people that work there, and it's kind of boring.
Yeah.
I don't know. I found myself, like I said, there's no zoo in DeQueen, so I go to Easy Mart, you know?
Right.
It smells and looks like a barnyard in there. But
yeah.
I finally had to quit my connection with, because I was going there for the convenience factor and to see this menagerie of absolute just weirdos there. Like I said, it's a freak show in 2021.
Freak show. Yeah.
But I found myself getting gasoline there one day, and the guy, one person next to me, is like using their cell phone, like yelling at their wife, I guess is what was happening. The next person he flicks a cigarette as soon as he gets out of his vehicle, and then lights another one while he's putting gas in it. And you're like, no, well, man, I don't want to live life that dangerous.
I try to die today.
Guys, I don't like roller coasters. I don't like skydiving. I don't like bungee jumping. This is how I get my thrills. I go to Easy Mart.
Easy.
All right? I live on razor's edge.
Sleazy Mart. There.
Yeah, it is sad. I never said I had an exciting life. I'm not. A guy with an exciting life example. I don't know. Jason Bourne.
That's why he eats at Waffle House. Again, the only time I've ever—I know I've told you guys before—the only time I've ever had a gun pointed at me, it was at a Waffle House
by the cook, right?
Hear that story.
Yeah. No, he signed an NDA.
Yeah,
NDA on that.
It's still under investigation.
Yeah, the problem is he sued him. The only thing he gets is free Waffle House. That's the thing I'm trying to avoid here. But. There was something new. There was something new about Easy Mart. Oh, yeah. The thing is that even though the workers now are a little bit more normal, the customers are still just as abhorrent. And we go there. I go there the other day, and there's this lady standing in line, and she's with her friend, and they're both tweaking, like, really bad. And she's just going on and on about how her mother got access to her Google Drive and shared pictures and videos of her and her boyfriend doing it and all this stuff, too. Like
OnlyFans?
Oh, man, this is like a whole TLC show. You know what I mean? By the way, that's the one thing I would like to talk about. TLC. That's what does that mean? Tender Loving Care? No, the Learning Channel, right?
The Learning Channel. Aren't you supposed to learn stuff on it?
Yeah, you learn that you, like, you
how to
learn...
How be a meth-addicted 600-pound person.
That's right. I don't even know how that's possible.
Yeah, you got to try really hard.
Yeah,
right?
I guess so. So
that's work.
Yeah, you ever done that? Try hard, Tyler. Okay.
Obviously not.
Only on DayZ.
So the Learning Channel—that's one of the worst pieces of garbage on the on TV. But it's like impossible not to watch it, right? You have my 600-pound wife, or is it no? My 600-pound life.
Both.
And
actually.
Then you have intervention.
Do we have any 600-pound people on board right now?
Nope.
No, I haven't seen you.
Yeah, I thought the boat was sagging a little bit this way, but it must have been my, you know, I'm just a little
Caitlin.
It's Patrick's wife.
Yeah, she's eating chalupas with ice cream on top of them over there.
Oh, what about the new Discovery Plus channel of the
what's that?
Kids in Sevier County?
Oh, that's Prison Detox. That's supposed to be good. That's supposed
to says come visit our county like we're the biggest meth head addicted area.
It's a spectacle.
Yeah,
it's what we have. Other places have the world's largest rocking chair. We have the most meth heads. Come on, what are you supposed to do? But the Learning Channel, you got my 600-pound life. They started out by just hosing this beast down in the backyard. I know that's not how they
that's
get
not
washed.
Wolf, man. That, all right.
Dang. Can you say beast these
it's a
days?
Person living in a larger body.
Yeah, all right. Exactly. This person living will get evicted. That's all I have to say. Jeez. Relocate. But yeah, hey, man, I'm fat. What am I going to do about it? But these people are a whole nother level. I don't understand how you can let it. Like, does 600 pounds just creep up on you? Like, you just wake up one day and you're, like, you know, just unable to move around? But these people, they got them. They're hosing them down. They bring them in. They're like, they I'm certain they just sit down a sack of McDonald's in front of me. We're going to film you eat this. And throw away all shame. Just stuff it in. And it's really horrible because I feel for these people. I feel bad as much as I'm making fun of them right now. I feel bad. Same thing with intervention. It's no different. They show this drunk stumble bum puking in garbage cans and tripping
over his grandma's TV.
Yeah, they go to the uncle's funeral. They trip over the casket. They, you know, all this kind of stuff. It's just making a complete ass of themselves. And then that's 57 minutes of the show. And then the last 30 seconds is a black frame. They went to rehab and got better. What? That's the part you're supposed to show.
Right.
You just show this guy making a complete ass of himself. What else is there? Mike Freaky Eaters and Strange
Dr. Pimple Popper. How about that one? Okay. Like, you went to... You went to school for 8 years. You spent $120,000 on a medical degree, and now you pop people's zits on their back all day long. Great, yeah.
On Facebook.
Now, I have met people that seem fetishized. Who likes a popped pimple? There's got to be one person on this boat who's like, yeah, I kind
of
dig that.
I'm glad none of you will admit it.
Yeah.
Oh, there
yep,
she
and then
is.
Back there, I know it.
Pop that shite.
That's right. There's something incredibly, like, have you ever, I likened it to, you ever, like, working disgusting. On a car? You got your hand in a really, like, tight place, you got to get some bolt off or something like that. You finally get it off, feels so good. You know, that's why I think some people like pimple popping, because you got to dig and work on it. You got the nails,
this
and you
is
just
disgusting.
There's blood and pus and the whole thing, and it's just
I gotta
shoots
piss.
Out a jar of mayonnaise into your face. And then,
I'm
going to
throw up right now. It's disgusting.
That really is.
That's the way it went. What do you got? So, yeah, I guess you guys got nothing on the Learning Channel, huh? That was all me.
90 Day Fiancé.
There you go.
Hey, so we watched that.
This guy right here.
We watched that.
Yeah, they're
that's
big.
Interesting
is a weird way to put
sex
it.
Trafficking
yeah, exactly.
Is
yeah.
what that was.
Yeah.
So they got this
right?
guy. They got this guy here named Big Ed. He lost his neck in a nugget eating contest. I don't know where it went. It just got chopped off, and somehow they reattached his head onto a different body. I don't know. He's like Frankenstein.
That
they
guy
got him.
Have his own show.
Yeah. Well, that guy should be in prison.
He should be in prison.
That guy's anybody who goes to, like, the Philippines and looks for a you know,
female,
a little female girl that you can buy and take home. That's why would you? That, why would you? Why would you make a show about this guy? Like, he's a pedophile.
Literally,
if your passport is filled with trips to Bangkok.
That's
probably
right.
Something bad going on.
Oh, I'm going on vacation. Where are you going? Well, half of the time I'm going to spend in Vietnam. Then I'm going to go to Taiwan, and then I'm going to cap it off in wherever else,
Thailand.
The Philippines. Yeah, Thailand. And it's, you know, I don't know. It's just very weird. It's such a spectacle. I don't understand why you would make an entire show out of this. I mean, this guy is a creep. It's disgusting. And that's my, that's just, you know, that's just my opinion on the matter. You don't like it?
No, I was going to say, and that's your 2 cents on that.
Right. Do you, guys got a 2 cents? Or?
Don't watch it is my two cents.
Yeah, he should, like you said, he should be in under the jail.
Yeah. Read a book, learn another language.
He looks like the Juggernaut too.
Or is it all put on? I mean, it's all fake, right? All this stuff is all fake. I saw the My 600-pound one where they're washing him in a tub, and that tub still has a sticker from Tractor Supply on it. Like, that thing is brand new.
Literally brand bought new. It for that shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I don't believe any of this stuff. There's all kinds of, you guys were talking about Big Brother. Big Brother's real. From what you say, right?
I believe
fairly
so.
Fairly real.
I mean,
yeah,
Matt's in the sense of
watching us right now.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Big Brother's watching us literally right now. But no, that's not the point. Yeah, right. Big Brother the show.
Yeah. It just got weird. Remember when reality TV was at least something of substance? Now it's like, you know, Cupcake Wars. Really?
Real
that's,
world.
That's
broken.
Worth making a show around? I don't even know how to make a cupcake.
Right. I know how to eat it.
I know how to eat it. That should be the whole thing.
That should be the war. Yeah.
Do you guys like any, like, you guys got any, what's your favorite reality shows? Just
favorite
call one out.
Favorite reality shows, holler them out.
Just call one out.
Oh, The Getaway.
Sister Wives.
The Getaway. What's Sister Wives? That sounds weird.
Wife swap.
Is that about Mormonism?
Mormonism.
Those people are weird.
Naked and Afraid, he says.
Naked and Afraid, yeah. Okay, that's a good one.
Hey, Naked and Afraid XL.
XL?
Yeah, that's, I mean, I don't know what that means.
Oh, okay. That's 600-pound life with Naked and Afraid.
That's the crossover. Here you go, fatty. All right, nobody knows
nothing.
Anybody. All right,
Alone.
What is it?
Alone.
Well, I can't crap
that?
On that one because that one's good, right?
I always liked, what was it, Man vs. Wild that had Bear Grylls on
yeah,
it? Was
yeah.
that the one? Yeah, you ever see the buffet table behind the camera?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing, man.
How about Man vs. Food? Remember that
one?
Oh,
I love that
where
one.
Where this guy, he died, right? Heart attack on camera. They had to shut the whole thing down.
No
it was
way.
A major problem.
Really?
No, okay. I don't know. He's probably still living an enjoyable life.
Which one?
There you go. I always wanted, do you guys, okay, the Texans around here, you go to Amarillo? No. Have you been to Amarillo?
No, why would you say
like,
it like
forget
that?
Forget the panhandle.
No.
Yeah, hey, they're
no.
just like Oklahomans. Forget the panhandle.
So y'all,
right,
nobody
right.
y'all from Frisco then, if you're talking about Amarillo.
No. Where are you from?
Paris, Texas.
Paris,
okay.
Texas.
Right
that place
Paris.
Is
Paris.
Yeah, Paris. Ooh.
I remember when I first moved down from Canada to Arkansas, I was taking a college course, and some people behind me were like, man, I went to Paris for the weekend. It was damn awesome. And I listened to them for a while. Turned around and I was like, y'all went to Paris for the weekend? Like, yeah, man. That's what we do every weekend, you idiot. And then finally, 2 years later, I realized, oh, they meant Paris, Northeast Texas, not Paris somewhere in France.
That's the thing. I had a hard time adjusting. You're from Paris.
Really? From Paris, too? Also?
Oh,
also.
Congratulations.
Y'all know each other.
Yeah, they
y'all
are
know
too.
Each other?
No. Yeah.
No? Okay, so. She's like, we rode together. She's like, I don't know her.
Guess y'all worked real hard.
I can't crap on Paris too much because there's nothing to say about it.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's that. But
with a cowboy hat on it, yes,
okay,
the red
that's,
cowboy
that's,
hat.
That's you know weird.
It's really
but
an oil derrick.
Right. Well, we got. I had a really hard time adjusting to like the really deep Southern Arkansas accent. You know, I was born here, but I left when I was very very young, and I lived up north, Yankee, and came back down. And I was working in a sales position. I was trying to fill out something, figure out where I got to get this this furniture to. That's what I was doing. And I'm talking to this guy, and he's like, I'm like, okay, what's your address? Where you live? He's like, blah, blah, blah. I live in Rat City.
Rat City.
And I'm looking at him like, Rat City,
that's
man?
Not the name of your city.
You live in Rat City? What is that? But get out of Rat City. That doesn't sound good. Finally, here, it takes a ride down. I'm like, oh, Rat City. Oh, okay. No, Rat City.
Rat City.
Rat City. Oh, my goodness. You know, I don't know.
Sounds like a rap song. Rat City.
Yeah, Rat, Rat City, bitch. City. Rat City, bitch. 10, 10, 10. Rodents on your titties,
some
bitch.
Some wicker, bitch.
Yeah, there you go. But, yeah, what's next?
I got to pee.
We should probably start the podcast. What do you think? I'll hit record now. We're about to be here. All right. This has been nothing. I don't know. We did. I was in such a hustle. Again, thank you, driver. But
yes.
The whole
captain,
thing.
Not captain. Driver, hey, captain. Okay. Driver.
Well, listen to this. So
there was a driver of the
I'm
bus.
Talking to him. And I know I told this right before we started, but I'm like, we're going to need some time to set up. You know, I like to get set up and then invite people onto the boat, all set up and nice. You know, and he's like, oh, yeah, no problem. We're going to go pick up the other people on the boat, come back, then pick these people up and go. And then he starts honking, putting people on the bus. I'm like,
he's like, get on
so
the bus!
So I run up to him. I'm like, oh, you were going to just pick them up, come back, and then came. He's like, yeah, get on the bus. I'm saying, I'm like,
he's telling all y'all to get on the bus.
Yeah, what's going on? You know, everybody's getting on it. We barely beat y'all, you know, so I had to come on here, set up. Now I'm sweating. I was sweating anyway. What am I, you know, I'm just a disgusting weirdo. But I left my prep. I was going to transcribe it down into here, and now I'm so flustered. I can't actually remember what I was going to talk about. I had a story. Oh, I know this. One time, I think this was in... At Bandcamp.
Yeah,
no, I was...
This sounds like a good story already.
No, I was hanging out with a friend, right? And we were outside of a bar, and we were smoking, and this homeless guy comes up. And he is just talking all this nonsense about how he's good at karate, right? He's just like this karate expert, right? And we're like, oh yeah, you know, like why don't you show us some kicks? And he's standing like right in front of the dumpster, and he tries to throw a kick, and he just slips in a puddle of garbage juice. Goes ass down right into the garbage juice. He's soaked head to toe. I bummed him a cigarette after. Oh, that was worth it. That's what he was trying to get out of it. And then, oh man, there's been, we lived in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. I know that's a lot of words that you do not know what that is.
Or care.
It's a thing. It's like a place or something. I don't know, something like that. I don't remember it very well. But we lived up there, and there was all kinds of fun interactions with homeless people. Have you guys ever been homeless? Anybody on this boat homeless? No? Okay. Or is this too much? You guys don't want to hear jokes about homeless people?
I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm following. I got to pee, though.
All those sweats, you smell like you're homeless, okay?
Yeah, I know it.
You want a great experience, come sit next to right where I'm at.
Yeah? Isn't that bad?
It's getting there.
I'm sorry. What am I going to do about it? That's the thing, man. Around here, I take a shower. I took a shower right before I came to this boat, and it, like, raised my internal temperature.
Exactly.
And now I can't stop. Like, I don't understand it.
You took a hot shower. You should have took a cold shower.
I can't do that. What? I can't take a cold shower. I'm not a masochist. That's horrible.
One thing I am excited about.
Yeah,
I'm transit.
Please.
Yeah, there
Jesus
we go.
Jesus Christ.
Y'all, are y'all ready for some football? All right, it's football season. Can we get a little? Okay.
I'm not ready for football.
All
he
right.
He hates football.
I have too many terrible moments from my youth about football. I played a little football. And I'm just going to tell a little story here. Every time football season starts, I can't help but think about this a little bit. And I know you got a story. That's gonna tie right on to this. But
I've seen it once.
Yeah. So growing up, I played some football in school, and but we also, like, our family, we moved around a lot. My dad wasn't always around because he was a truck driver, so he was out on the road. And anytime that he was in town, he would do his best to bond, get with the kiddos, have some fun.
He would
try
to fit in a year of parenting in like 2 days.
Yeah, like in a long weekend. So it was like, I think I was in seventh grade or whatever. I'd started my first year of football. And what better way for a son and father to get together and bond than over a little friendly game of football between the two of them. So he was living in Toronto, Canada at the time. And I was visiting him. All three of us were visiting him over there. And he's like, hey, there's a park nearby. Let's go over there and play some football. Okay. All right. So we do that. And we line up. He's like, he wants to go over a few passing formations. Awesome. Ready to learn that. And
getting the shotgun.
Yeah, that's right. We line up. He gets in the shotgun, throws that ball, and or no,
yeah,
getting ready to throw the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
I turn around just in time to try to catch the ball, and I look and I see my dad step right into a gopher hole in the middle of this field, and I mean he goes down instantly like he was struck by lightning. The next thing I know, he's screaming at the top of his lungs, yelling, cussing, every curse word you could imagine. All the curse words I learned that one particular instance there.
Fuck, shit, piss, cunt, cocksucker, motherfucker, tits.
There we go. He was cussing me. He was cussing Canada. He was cussing gophers, prairie dogs, and every other small ground-dwelling rodent-like mammal on God's green earth.
Screw groundhogs and the movie.
I end up having to pick him up and carry him about a half mile back to the house. Finally, we get somebody, because he didn't have a car. His girlfriend at the time had a car, and she was gone. Not my mom, obviously, but we find... Yeah, long story right there, but any case, we finally find someone with a vehicle, take him to the ER, and of course this is Canada, so 2.5 days later they finally take a look at him. He's broke his ankle in a gopher hole there. He still has PTSD anytime he ever sees like a hole in the ground, and to this day I was like never able to play football again because all I got associated with was almost killing my father.
Yeah. Now this. Now that's really sad, but I've got I got a part that makes it even sadder. I'm 6 years of. This is my brother. I never even introduced him.
Yeah, that's the last time he ever played football with me, by the way.
So. Yeah. So he's 6 years older than me. So 6 years later, I was now the age to be playing football. And I did. I played Canadian football. I don't know. It's like something. It's soccer. I don't know.
Yeah, they got little flags hanging off.
Yeah, yeah. Stuff, right? Yeah. So he's like, so I come down to visit him, and he's like, so you're playing football, you know? Well, you know, it was always this thing. It was never like, hey, let's go play football. It was like, well, I'm going to show you football. You know, okay, scary.
Yeah, how the Dallas Cowboys play, okay?
Yeah, okay, yeah. So he takes me out to the field, and he's just like, he's just holding the football. He throws it at me, and he's like, try and get by me. You know, and I'm like, I'm a linebacker. I don't know. This isn't my position. He's like, all right, so I'll try and get around him. So I try running by him. He pivots most of his body. He kept one leg there. He's the worst football player in the world. He just spins with me.
Lindley, you're up.
Yeah, what's your dad's football story?
Good hustle.
Well, yeah. He's our hustle kid. Thank you, Lindley.
What were we talking? My pleasure.
Yeah, so he spins with me. He ends up breaking his ACL, snapping of ankle, and everything else. Like, I'm telling you, his whole leg is destroyed. He's still limping from it this day. So he tries to play football with this guy, snaps his ankle in a gopher hole, tries to be with me, spins, doesn't pivot at all. And he's on the ground.
Still living off welfare to this day.
Yeah. 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 He's on the ground just, and this guy is walking by with a dog, and he's like, I'm not looking at this guy. Like, I don't know. So I had to lift him back up, like, help him back to his Jeep. I was like 14. I couldn't drive, so he had to drive with his broken leg. He dropped, Dad, can you drop me off on your way to the hospital? Because this is America. Luckily not. But I asked him should I call an ambulance. He's like, no. Got money for an ambulance? Yeah, but that's
you go to the hospital, you take a taxi, okay?
Yeah, yeah. So every time football season comes around, we reminisce about how awesome our dad is. He's a goofball, and he'll be listening to this too. He's been to Branson.
Yeah,
been to Branson.
Everybody has.
I've never been to Branson. I've got preconceived notions about Branson. I don't think anything's going on there. I've been to West Plains. Sucked.
Sometimes our dad, he's a different kind of character. A few of y'all might have met him before and not known it, and been like, I don't ever want to see that guy or hang around him again. But we went with him to Branson. It was our stepbrother's wedding, is what we went there for. And we said, my wife and I are like, well, let's take him to downtown Branson. He lives 2,000 miles from where we do. I never get a chance to hang out with him. We'll take him. We'll just bond a little bit as adults. And we're walking around downtown Branson, and my wife's a little bit of a comedian herself, so she's making fun of the whole downtown area there. And I guess my dad took a little too seriously, because we walk into this pawn shop, and there's a particular pawn shop. If you ever been to Branson and checked out this pawn shop, you know it. Like, they had their selection of firearms was amazing. They had a guitar signed by Elvis Presley. I mean, just crazy stuff up on the wall. It was like, it was literally millions and millions of dollars worth of stuff inside this pawn shop. And we walk in there, and the owner is just happens to be there, and he asks, how are y'all doing? Of course, my wife and I, we're diplomatic people. We're normal people. We're like, we're doing great. Thank you very much. And then my dad is like, well, I'd be doing great if I wasn't in this bumfuck town. Oh. And yeah, that is pretty much how we got kicked out of that pawn shop.
Yeah, yeah.
And had to go to the next one. And
no filter.
Yeah, no filter. He's never not been allowed back in Branson.
He's never been happy in his life. He lives up in Michigan, so he'll be in the snow just like, I hate how cold it is here. Then he'll come and visit down here and be like, I just want to get back in the snow. It's so hot. There's no Goldilocks zone. He's basically Goldilocks. He's always trying to find the right temperature of his porridge, and it's never there. And I don't know. There's just so many things. We could talk about our dad for a second.
Yeah, I just remember the thing I remember the most about him for that whole week in Branson is he never tied his shoes. And he had white New Balance shoes because he's a dad.
Not the dirty New Balances.
Yeah, yeah. Dirty what? New Balances because he's a dad. I guess you just... And my wife and I are about to have our first kid beginning of next year, so I'm getting ready. I'm actually...
Yeah, give it up for this man.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Yeah. But in any case, I am shopping for white New Balances right now.
Yeah.
I need to get them now so I can get them dirty by the time we have the kid.
I've never seen my dad without them on. I'm pretty sure he showers with them.
Yeah, he swims in them.
Yeah, he swims in them.
But I saw him, and I gave it a couple of days, and I noticed he was not tying his shoes. And then finally, a couple of days later, you know, because I'm pretty sure he spanked me for not tying my shoes when I was a kid. So I figured I'd ask him. I was like, Dad, what's the deal? Why are you not tying your shoes? I'm on vacation. Okay, you don't tie your shoes on vacation. All right, this is also a guy, I guess, who's never worn flip-flops before. I don't know, yeah. But again, I had to watch him the rest of the weekend because, of course, he got the hotel for the whole thing, found the cheapest one he could find, which meant that we got on the sixth floor of a hotel where the elevator did not work. So he literally had to climb six flights of stairs multiple times every day with his shoes untied. How he didn't die that time, I don't know.
I'm on vacation. He is, I don't know, he's the type, I think I was like 16. And he calls up. I was living in Canada. And he calls up and he's like, hey, we're going down. You clear you 2 weeks for this summer. We're going to be going camping in Medora. I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, it'll be $160 for your campsite.
You got to bring broken bow?
Yeah, you got to bring your own food and all this. I'm like, oh, my God. So I agree. And I end up bringing all this stuff and this and that. And It was a very weird time. I wish my dad was here. All right, so when we were at that camping trip, we've talked about this before, Dad's Burgers. He's a decent cook when he hops on the grill and stuff, but his burgers were always, it ran the gamut from inedibly raw to like the thing
like
is
salmonella
like,
raw.
It's, yeah, salmonella raw to like carbon burnt black. You know, like it's
yeah,
like
I cooked it in the middle of the sun for you.
Yeah, piece of granite. And like, you know, I was assuming he cooked burgers one night, and I was assuming the granite burger. I was like prepping my teeth. I bit in it with the back ones, and then I look into it, and it is just red, right? And I'm like, Dad, are these like okay to eat? He's like, they're fine. You know, so I scarfed the whole dang thing down, and then we end up. I was with my sister, who's on the boat somewhere. She remembers this. I'm sharing a tent with my sister, and my stomach is just. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh my gosh. So eventually, I run out. I'm able, like, I almost cut my way out of the tent, got all the way over to the outhouse there, and like, you know those times you go. It's like the moment you're at. Touches the seat, it's like blah. Like, it was like a like shotgun loaded with birdshot went off, and it was just once, you know, like you know, and then of course my stomach was doing the thing where it sounds like you know, like a submarine's depth charge. It's like blunk, 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 all the way there. I had to come back. Ah, you're fine. That's my dad too. Another thing is Patrick recently like jogged my memory on this whole thing. He's like, oh man, I went to Walmart, I came back, or wherever, and we were going to do some grilling that night, and he's like, oh man, I got some boudin. You know? Y'all know boudin?
Yeah,
boudin?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Boudin.
Thank you.
Well, apparently it's good. I never tried it. I never tried it because my dad, one time, and again, this is how eccentric he is, we end up where I'm just like sitting there in the place like playing video games or watching something, or all of a sudden he like kicks the front door open. like coming in, handful of groceries. I was like, we're making boudin. You know, I'm like, what is that? I'm not even sure what that is. And, you know, he's like, you ever seen sausage made? Oh, man. He made this boudin from scratch. He grabbed the tub. It's like a wash tub that he used to wash the dogs in. And he starts mixing all this stuff in the thing. I see him dog hair in it. He's that didn't wash his hands. He's smoking over it. It's ashing into it. It's like all this stuff.
At one point, steps into the tub and starts using his feet to mash it in.
Yeah, he starts making wine, boudin wine. And then all of a sudden, like, you know, and then he makes it. I didn't eat it. I was like, can I just have some cereal that night? And now I'm like traumatized. So Patrick keeps coming home. He keeps bringing boudin for these cookouts that we're doing. And it looks so good, but it just, I don't know if I can do it.
Yeah,
I don't know if I could do the
boudin I'm bringing was made in China, okay? Not by our dad, so.
I see it on the package. I see it on the package. It'll say, this contains beef from New Zealand, China, and Russia. I'm like, no cow is that well traveled. I want to see this cow's passport. It's been all over the world, this cow. It's always, that's the thing, man. You look at that beef, and it's like, you know, 100% pure beef or whatever. Who knows? Man, I don't know. What do y'all think?
I think it's good.
You think, it's good?
Been, this has been a, hey, everybody, all, have you enjoyed yourselves up to this point?
Thank you for lying.
I know. If we're going to keep it going, I need a beer. That's all I'm saying.
That's all. Yeah, yeah. I hear that.
There's one out there.
Me too. Extra. Brandon, beer
out. They're
is there
out.
A bottle
they're
of rum floating?
You got it. Where's the rum?
We just brought the. Tumbler.
Where's the rum?
You want some?
Please.
Yeah.
Okay. Wet my whistle. Do we keep going or do we stop so we can party? What do you guys think? Oh, yeah, we got a question. What'd you say?
What about Jay's cruise?
Jay, what you got your cruise?
Yeah, he was so drunk he doesn't even remember it, I guess.
Well, I'm glad Jay's here. He's doubled as our engineer for the night.
I'm expecting it to go out in any moment.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he's ready.
I'm ready to jump on it.
That's right.
I just came back from Oklahoma school board conference.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because I am a Broken Bow school board member. That was the funniest thing I've said all night. Y'all shut up. Seriously.
I think at this point he's impeached, actually.
Yeah. Well, no, probably. he makes a good point of, like, not talking a lot when I'm going off about jerking off into boudin and whatnot. He's sitting there. He's like, I got to distance myself.
That may be the reason.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Except for the last live show we did. This guy went crazy.
I had a couple extra brews than I've had tonight. That's all.
Yeah, he had three aggressive Miller Lights and went wild.
Oh, No, I forgot. My host, the earlier that day, Ray on his houseboat, he gave me a couple of extra shots too. That was part of the problem.
Thanks, Ray.
Yeah, thanks, Ray. Yeah.
I gotta thank Ray for helping me make an ass of myself the last time we did this live show, because he like whispered in my ear at one point. He's like, "You see those three Texans over there?" And I was I spotted them a while away.
Texans, Austin's. All the way.
I can tell you, I know. And he was like, "They snuck beer on the boat, and you need to call them out." He's like, either that or I'm going to call the police on him. And I was like, all right, we'll call him. So finally I find a good point, and I make fun of the three of them for sneaking beer on the boat.
And it was funny.
And then he comes running over, and he's like, oh, no, sorry. It was not those Texans. It was those Texans over there.
Yeah.
Accuse the wrong Texans.
I'm just going to blame all Texans.
You know, and Texas is like a stand your ground place, man. They could have definitely shot me for the things I was saying about them.
So how popular this place is with Texans. It's just amazing. I get to run in. My dad's Texan. All right, so going back to that. So you can tell. Y'all are weirdos.
But y'all are and
Yeah. My Canadian dad is Texan.
I can talk shit about Texas because I graduated from A&M, okay? And you know what you call someone, you know what you call a graduate from A&M 5 years later?
I have a
You call them boss, okay?
Boss.
Oh.
I'm still working on that.
Hey, we do have a couple of folks that are asking about your backgrounds. They talked about being from Canada.
Yeah.
Tell them a quick background.
I was brought there against my will because, again, earlier, that Nirvana guy, he's like, you didn't get my... He's like, you didn't get my baby signature off on this? Yeah, you don't get that choice. So I get dragged up there because my dad split. That's how it happened. Our dad split. And we were living in, so going back even further, my mom.
I opened up a can, my bad.
Yeah, my mom is from Canada. No, she's from Germany. She was born in Germany.
The other Canada.
My brother here. Yeah, the other Canada. My brother here and my sister back there were both born in Germany. And that's where my dad was stationed in the military. And he...
he said that he stopped like a massacre, like a My Lai kind of thing. And then he said he stopped a massacre, but then no, it actually turns out he like went AWOL. So they kicked him out of the military.
I remember we were telling like, Mom, can you regale us of the time that dad saved that one person's life, but it was against code, so they kicked him out? He's like, he was shooting at a train. Oh, goodness. So, yeah.
After drinking sangria, he made in a toilet.
Yeah, that's right.
God bless that man.
I know. He's the most Texan dude ever. He comes out of Germany, he's just shooting at a train. Fuck y'all, train. All right. Well enough. But, you know, and trains in Germany have a bad rap. I'll let that sink in. But they
with that joke, you'll never go on to head the Tokyo Olympic Committee.
No!
Okay.
I was hanging on it, but yeah, they moved over to Arkansas. Talk about culture shock, by the way. Think about this. Think about this lovely countryside Germany, green. Everybody's nice and riding bikes. Oh yes, and then. Yeah, and they go and there's sausage and whatnot and all that stuff, and then you bring Arkansas, all right? Y'all thought you lived near a third world country? Check out this trailer you're about to move into. So my mom was going crazy. My dad was like, you know, all over the place, job here, job there, you know, truck driver, you know, never there too much. And they split, and then we, you know, talk about this, you know, new online dating is very different than old online dating. This is like, you know, mid-90s, and my mom met my current stepdad still in an online chat room.
Yeah, like you remember was those? AOL chat.
AOL.
Now that's just full of creeps and neckbeards, but I guess cool people were on it. My stepdad's cool as hell. He and my dad is too. He'll be listening. I love my dad. But they met, and my stepdad from Canada came down to visit us.
Drove 24 hours.
Drove 24 hours. Brought me Hot Wheels. I was on it. Yeah, man, anything you want. And he brought me Hot Wheels. It was Christmas. Met him. Loved
him. Toothpaste for the whole family. Too,
yeah. You come up to Canada, you get that dental plan. So I believe he was willing. He owns his own business. He was willing to, you know, get rid of that or whatever and come move down. And my mom was like, no, we'll come up there. Yank, you know, so brought us. We drove in that Buick LeSabre 75, even worse.
Bigger. U-Haul, yeah. Being pulled behind it.
Yeah, no seatbelt.
Just knocking the whole time.
Yeah, no seatbelt. So we go up
back
there.
Back when you didn't need a seatbelt, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. That's right, bubble wrap on the back seats. Jen, do you remember there was one Halloween we were living in Arkansas? It was Hot Springs, and we get up. It's the day after, and my mom is standing outside. I think she was having a smoke, and she's like, there's somebody in our car. This is the Buick, right? Big old boat. Somebody in our car, and we're looking over, and oh, my goodness. So she, like, creeps up to it. Yeah, there's somebody in the car. And she gets up to the driver's seat, yanks it out. It was this big, like, stuffed Frankenstein like toy thing. It was like massive. It was bigger than I am. And she yanked that out. Somebody had put that in there, I guess, as a prank. I think it was our drunk neighbors, Pat and Angie.
That's hilarious.
They put them in there. And long story short, we moved up to Canada.
Our dad decided at that point what the perfect place in the world to go move to? El Salvador.
Yeah.
Yeah, not El Salvador, Oklahoma, but El Salvador, the country in Central America. He decides he's just going to go live there because I think he invaded it while he was in the army
or
something.
Right.
He was there, man. He meant to go to Vietnam and ended up in El Salvador instead. But
I know we have a half-brother named Juan Massey. Juan
Yeah. He's a true Hermoso.
Yeah. But we live in Canada, all that, and then he left. Because the succession of age, he left, then my sister left, and I was the only one left, you know, and then I left. So that's how I moved to North Dakota, hated my life, and all that, and then here I am.
Yeah, you moved from Canada to America, so you moved to North Dakota.
Yeah, North Dakota.
Yeah, 50 miles down the road.
Yeah, it's south to Canada is what it is. Everybody there is drunk. They're, like the drunk driving and domestic abuse is out of this world in North Dakota because there's nothing else to do.
Welcome to Fargo, capital of drinking and driving in all of North America.
Wow. Right. Here's the wood chipper that Steve Buscemi got ground up in that movie. their slogan or whatever, if you go to the touristy places, the little like tourist centers, travel centers in North Dakota, it'll be like, you save the best for last. They just assume it'll be the last place you absolutely go. There's no way.
Yeah, I'm looking at Brandon. He's been to like 49 states, and the one he hasn't been to
is North Dakota.
I get buried there.
Oh, goodness. Well, y'all, I don't know. Is there anything else you were hoping to get into, or should we wrap this bad boy up?
I like it. I've enjoyed it.
I've enjoyed it about my thoroughly. Bump buddies, but I don't know how to.
Oh, yeah. I talked about the garbage juice. Get your chance in.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Would any of you do this again if it was available?
For free. Yeah.
Two of you. Two would do it
two,
again.
Two, three.
Hey, that's good
got
enough.
Got you.
Yeah,
that was really good.
There you go. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. No, that's fine. It was an experiment, you know.
We honestly think the worst thing that could happen is just the boat sinks. So
right.
That didn't happen, so we're
very true.
Thanks to our captain.
Or there would have been a mutiny. I don't know.
Arr.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, if you're not having a good time, the exit is just right over the railing.
Right.
Or the gunwale, is that what they call that? And,
I don't know what they. I don't know. I don't even know what starboard is.
Yeah.
I don't know. Does anybody have any questions? Does anybody want to ask anything?
Ask away.
Okay. Let's do it.
Ask.
You have to come up here, though.
Into the microphone.
That one right there.
That one.
That one right there.
Do you want us to lower it a little bit for you?
No.
You're not going to be heard through the PA, so you got to
go ahead.
Yeah, don't fart into it,
yep,
please.
Yep.
All right. I was curious. You guys have amazing chemistry on the Morning Brew Show and the podcast.
We're lovers.
Shh, my wife is here, bro.
No,
sorry.
Whoops. That. You guys are awesome, but I wonder what kind of happens behind the scenes if you guys bicker.
Oh, we don't talk.
Mm. We hate each other.
Yeah, hate
no
each other.
Out.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I want to know what your guys' chemistry is off the air.
Lindley still owes me $20. Okay, so I have the.
I'm the referee many times because these two have almost gotten into fist fights a couple of times. Now I guess they are
fist
more.
Fight. He put me in a noogie.
They're more you know sophisticated than that.
Oh.
Sorry, I got it.
This is a recurring theme. I love it.
Maybe has a timer.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so. Every 15 minutes, the speaker's just like, ugh.
It didn't work.
Shut it.
You got to jiggle it, man.
Sounds like last episode.
Yeah, I know it.
There it is.
There we go.
You jiggle real good.
I forgot what I was saying.
So what do we like? You said but you got to referee it, and you did really good
yeah,
that
I
one time.
Yeah, I did referee you guys a couple of times.
Patrick
there
and
long.
I got into a really big argument once. Argument.
Worst I argument I guess we've ever had. The most I've ever hated you.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
And it was over the Black Lives Movement.
Yeah. I still won, though, because he's the one who slammed his headphones down, called me a pissant, and almost walked out.
Almost walked out.
That's a victory. Yeah.
Yeah, no. Oh, it was, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. It wasn't. I love that.
Mysteriously?
No, it was
mysterious.
Not.
Okay.
No.
No, I haven't heard it.
No, so there is a story behind episode 4. It was the 4th episode. That's it. I edited it. I felt really good about it. I made a note about a thing I needed to bleep out. I had something that I just had to. I needed to keep it in there for a crux of a story, but I needed to cover it up with a boop noise because it's just something that you don't want to be saying. All right, it's the F one. All right, and I was like, and I wasn't saying it. I was saying it as. In a story of somebody else who said it, right? I release the episode, I send it off, I go home, I'm sitting there, I got a beer, I'm like, that was a really good episode, did a really good job. And then all of a sudden it just snaps in my mind that I did not bleep out something that would probably get me fired. So had to run back, re-edit it, send it off, and for some reason it just never got uploaded. So there's like a missing episode.
And that's we'll only on one, that's only on Spotify though, right? Yeah.
Right?
'Cause you can find on Apple.
Oh, okay. We'll go ahead and go listen to it.
It's the same reason that every time you hear Dire Straits' Money for Nothing on the air, it's always the short version.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That should tell you what it is.
But I think that word actually made it out on the last podcast.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Shiloh? Not that
no,
one?
No. I cut that out.
Similar yet different.
So in
not
going to
let that happen again.
A cigarette, right? Is that?
That's right. That's right. So, there you go. There you go. What happens behind the scenes? Nothing really. We run a radio show. That's what we do. We have a radio show. So that's where we got the whole idea. We had our boss come up and be like, yeah, I'm starting this whole podcast network. Y'all want to do this for me? All right.
I'm not going to pay
you 12, I'll take 12 bucks a month. Shoot.
Yeah.
Wait. They're paying you $12 a month?
Yeah, I didn't tell you.
What the hell's my
Yeah, so that's so the chemistry's there. We're good buddies. So, you know, we, you know, our podcast meetings are just an excuse to drink.
Literally.
And that's about it. We're good friends, and we are honest with each other like friends ought to be, too, I think.
Yeah. You know? No, occasionally I'm like a big baby, and I want things my way, and they're like, they call me on it. And yeah. So it's, yeah, it's honest. I know, it's honesty.
We know all of Lindley's deepest and darkest secrets.
This is true.
He always wanted to be a rodeo clown. It just never worked out.
And I just turned out to be a clown. Oh, shit.
You need to get in a barrel.
Yeah.
Apart from that, anybody else got anything?
Anybody?
Nope. Nope.
I think it's time to go home.
I think so. So we want to give a huge shout out and big thank you to our sponsor. Of course, our main sponsor is Laura Lindley, attorney at law in downtown DeQueen.
If you've been laid tonight, thank my wife.
That's right.
Thank you.
Been a while. Yeah. So she's great. She's like the best lawyer you ever meet. She's whip smart, and she's the sweetest person alive. So thank you, Laura. I'm so happy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You only know that half of her, bro.
That's right.
You must have retained her.
Yeah. You've not been sued by her, I'm guessing.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's the thing. I would be, too, because she only defends the good people.
That's right.
She does not defend criminals.
It's true.
So, Brandon, sorry.
Hate it for you, bro.
Yeah. But, yeah, and then we do have another sponsor, too. It's like a lesser sponsor. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's
they're like lesser. Weird.
There's a tier system. It's Mountain Fork Brewery and Hochatown Distilling Company here in Hochatown. So you can go to,
Yeah, they got the lesser clap. I like that. I like
yeah, it's a
like
lesser
that.
Clap. It's a That's lesser all right. Clap. I told you, it's a tier system.
Hey, perfect, but their bourbon deserves the most of claps. All right, it is absolutely
They have
delicious.
Argued between Spearpoint Vodka and bourbon. To be honest.
We have enjoyed their spirits many times on this podcast, and we will continue to do so. Thank you to them. And honestly, I think that about wraps it up, y'all. This has been a long time coming. I'm sweating. That's okay, though. And then we'll... Well.
You do that. That's what you do.
Yeah, that's just what I do.
Okay.
Well, and this... A little faster on the boat.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's get some ramming speed.
Yeah.
There we go. There we go. Ooh.
That's what she said.
I felt that in my butt.
Like, that is good. That feels way better.
I felt that in my butthole.
That's what she said.
All right. That's about going to do it, man. Thanks to everybody for coming out. I hope everybody had a good night. Let's just hang out a little bit and have some drinks. What do you guys say?
Absolutely. Yeah.
This has been a lot of fun. We're planning on doing this in a couple different places. Maybe look at doing this again on the boat and whatnot. Y'all have been great.
We learned one thing. Let's never do this again.
Yeah, I'm with it.
This is a one-timer. No,
this is great.
This has been awesome. We'll figure it out, though.
Absolutely. We'll get in our groove. Thank you. I'm sorry you just touched me. It must be horrible for you.
And my wife has been hiding in the bathroom the entire time.
That's right.
I'll pay the price for that. Oh, wait, no, there she is.
Yeah, there she is. Well, again, thanks to everybody, and we're going to wrap this bad boy up. This has been the Regrettable Podcast. You can go to WashtawPodcast.com/regrettable. WashtawPodcast.com/hosting Hochatown. KDQN.net. You got it. Facebook.com/KDQN921. Check out our Facebook page and all that good
stuff.
Shout out to Greg Rebel sitting right there.
G-Rebs!
The greatest man of all time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fourth member
and nominated.
Every Friday.
I loved you as the Gerber baby. All right, we're going to get out
Tyler
of here.
Tyler just wishes you were his dad, okay?
That's right.
Yeah. Actually, recently I had a person ask me if I wanted to be their son. I'm like, you don't want that, man. You definitely do not want that. All right, that's going to do it. Thanks, everybody. It's a Regrettable Podcast.
Peace!
Beautiful.